Well, thanks for tuning in again to another podcast. We're going to load this one both on the Workforce Investment podcast and also on the SWEMO Job Center podcast, because this is an important topic today. Very lucky to be joined by Travis Lewis, our veterans representative, one of them at our Missouri Job Center here in Joplin. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Show Me Heroes OJT program. Now, the Show Me Hero program, I know Travis and I are both veterans, and it deals with veterans and employment opportunities. But I think one of the biggest hurdles, at least I had, Travis, coming back from service was translating my military skills to a civilian occupation. Nobody really knew what fire drills and access overhaul and some of those things meant. So that was a big challenge for me. And then also actually getting into a civilian job, there are a lot of skills that they need that I didn't necessarily have. So I'm just curious, Show Me Hero OJT, just kind of really, what is the program?
That's a great question, and thanks for having me today. The program is mainly focused on helping employers connect with veterans that are just returning from deployment or recently ETS'd from the military. And ETS just means they separated from the military within the last year.
Okay.
So basically what it is it's an incentive program for employers to give an opportunity to a veteran that they normally wouldn't.
So again, so now we're talking, okay, on the employer side, this is, if I've, you know, you see the commercials all the time, and we know for a fact our military people have great work ethics, great discipline, and that's what makes them great workers. We all know that. But this program really, I guess, it how does it help an employer bring those veterans? I mean, normally you can just say, okay, I'll take a veteran. You hire them, you pay them, and there you go. But this is a program that actually gives them some assistance. Now, what kind of assistance are we talking about there?
Right. So basically, the assistance comes in the form of a monetary return to the employer for hiring these veterans. Mm-hmm. And you can get half their wages for the first 1040 hours that the veteran is working for you. So it's a great way to offset the training cost for the veteran.
Oh, very nice. So it's, but I guess what you're looking at is you're taking some of the risk, I guess, away from the employer by helping subsidize some of that employment.
Absolutely. And the fact that employers are willing to take a chance on that veterans are loyal anyway, so that just buys a little bit more loyalty for the employer.
Boy, and it just, you know, in today's market, when you're trying to be globally competitive, to be able to see that you're reaching out to veterans and supporting the people that support us, man, that's just such a good mark in the community. So now if I'm an employer, and this sounds good, this is something I've wanted to do for a long time, but now you're going to help me do it. Now I'm really interested. How do I find out more about this Show Me Heroes OJT program?
Absolutely. There's several ways you can look. You can look at the State Labor Exchange website, jobs.mo.gov, and search for Show Me Heroes. Mm-hmm. Or you can contact me at 417-540-8197 or travis.lewis@ded.mo.gov.
Man, that's it. Now, Travis, he's out and about all the time. Again, Travis Lewis, our veterans rep there at the Missouri Job Center in Joplin. 730 South Wall is where you can find them Monday through Friday. Again, I would make an appointment with Travis if you want to talk to him, but you can try to stop by anytime. And the reason I bring that up, of course, is because of our great veterans. I know we probably got some veterans listening today as well. So let's just talk about them real quick. If they're a veteran and maybe they just want some help getting started, or this Show Me Heroes thing sounds like something they want to get involved with, is it kind of the same thing as far as getting in touch with you, or they just come to the job center? How would a veteran find out more?
Absolutely. Once again, you can look on jobs.mo.gov and search Show Me Hero Veterans. But the process really starts with them talking with Ray Tupper. He's our Disabled Veterans Outreach Program Coordinator. And you don't have to be a disabled vet to qualify. The only qualifiers that you have to have are that you're within a year of your separation date from the military, or you're within a year from your return from deployment.
Okay.
And we get you started with Ray Tupper. He goes over a few list of things that we need for you, and then I get to go out and market you to employers.
Man, this is a great start. What a great jump start, again, for employers wanting to get involved with our great veterans and their families. And, of course, for veterans who are wanting these services and needing these services, they are being provided for you. So, first of all, we all want to thank you, of course, for your service and your dedication and sacrifice to this great country of ours. But we want to help you get your feet under you here in the civilian world as well. So make sure and stop by, again, Travis Lewis or Ray Tupper. Tupper, right there at the Missouri Job Center in Joplin. We also have job centers in Monett and Neosho that can provide you assistance as well. But we'll have more information from Travis and different things that he's got going with the Veterans Program as we move along. So thanks for tuning in today. More podcasts to come.